Because if I tell you sometimes that the depression actually can lift and you can come into a greater season and that your best days may be ahead of you, there will be a little devil to tell you, no way. No way. You've already been to the doctor 3 times about this. You've already tried 3 different prescriptions for this. So when we say things like this, that we say he's the God of a way, you have an enemy who says, no way. That's why I love the very first 4 words of Isaiah 43:16. Thus says the Lord. You could get happy off those 4 words if you knew what hung on those 4 words. Because when you read, thus says the Lord, it's tagging into his name, the Lord, Yahweh, and it is saying that what Yahweh says about your situation is greater than any past indicator of your potential. Now follow me here, because it's important that you really tag into your past. If you don't ever tap into your past, like Isaiah is doing here, he says, he makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. If you don't ever tap into what God did in your past, do it right now. Just close your eyes. I promise nobody's going to steal your purse. These are good Christian people. Close your eyes right now where you are. Oh, I'm watching on the phone and my roommate's going to think I'm weird. Your roommate's weird. They need to be watching, okay? Close your eyes. All right, close your eyes. I want you to think and tap into something in your past. And when you got it, say, I got it. Something that God did that you would have said no way about. Something that God did that you would have said no way. And say, I got it when you got it. All right, that was quick. Do another one. For some of you, it's the fact that your kid is in church with you today. Your kid didn't want to come to church. And then all of a sudden, somehow, some way, God, well, maybe you dragged them and maybe you bribed them and maybe you had to pay him $20, but some way God got them here. For some of you, it is a physical illness that you thought you wouldn't recover from. If that's your testimony, shout, that's me. Okay. It's a physical illness that you thought you wouldn't recover from. You recovered from it and you're strong by the grace of God. God made a way. For some of you, it is an addiction that crippled you, and now you find yourself gaining momentum a little bit stronger every day. Some days it's harder than others. Some days it seems like you might not make it today. But even when you slip off the path a little bit, you feel him pulling you back. God is making a way. If that's you, shout, that's me. Okay. For some of you, it is something in your life that God provided in the resource realm. You didn't know how you were going to come up with that money. You didn't know how you were going to do it by that date. You didn't know how you were going to make it through that unemployment season. You didn't know how your industry was going to collapse all around you and God was going to send ravens to feed you by the brook called Kereth. But God did not take a vote to see how he could bless you. He just tapped a bird on the shoulder and dropped something off for you and did something for you. And he did it just in the nick of time. Not early, not late. And you found out he's an on-time God who makes a way where there is no way at just the right time. As you abide in him, you bore much fruit. For some of you, it's a revelation that God gave you of the strength that you didn't know you had. You walked through the valley of the shadow of death, but his rod and his staff, they comforted you. So now you're standing looking at another wolf saying, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art always with me. Great Jehovah, guide me. Shout, he made a way. So I got to tap into that. Now watch this. This is the important thing Isaiah said. Tap into that, but don't get trapped in that. Because, you know where I'm going with this? The way that he made yesterday may not be the way that he makes today. So there's 2 ways to approach the past. One, you tap into it and you trust God in the present. The other way is you get trapped in it and you doubt God in the present because he isn't guaranteeing that he will do in the future what he did in the past. Break it down, Pastor. I think I follow you, but I'm a little bit confused. I can do that. The relationships that God used to support you in one season may not be the same relationships he uses to support you in the next. As a matter of fact, sometimes the removal of a relationship is an opportunity for a revelation. Because some of the things that I trusted in were a trap holding me back from trusting in God, who is my supply, who is my provider, who is my help. I don't look to the hills for my help. My help comes from him. Yeah. Jesus is my help, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So here's the dance. I got to tap into yesterday, but not get trapped in yesterday. I got to tap into what he did enough to trust what he's doing. And I got to move through what he's doing, even though I cannot predict where it ends up. Who am I preaching to? Five people who need this message. I keep no secrets from you. We are family. I am preaching from a personal place. I just dropped my oldest son off at college this week. I'm not okay. I miss him. That's my dude. Who else am I going to listen to Guns N' Roses in the Pound and lift weights with? I don't know. Abby, are you available? But here's what I'm learning about this whole process. You talk to these parents who dropped their kid off at college. And they're like, yeah, we dropped them off and they graduated and they're a doctor. Thank you, Mike. I felt better. Mike Mitchell said, it's not easy. Thank you for saying that. Because you know what, Mike? When people talk about, we dropped our kid off and they were the salutatorian and they went to Harvard and then they did their post-grad at Yale and then they operated, they invented a cure to cancel culture and, I just don't even know. I don't even know. I mean, you didn't even go that far. And I'm just saying, I mean, we're still going to talk every day, but I still just miss him and I'm trying to trust God with that. And people would just tell you their own testimony. Like it was just a clean miracle. You know, and this is how I read the Bible. This is how I read the Bible. And I don't know if you read the Bible like this. When I read it like that and it sounds too clean, like this is the clean version of what happened in Exodus 14. Thus says the Lord, Isaiah is like reminding them God was faithful, because that was something they didn't experience. That was hundreds of years before they lived. But he's trying to get them ready for something they're going through now. So he taps into the past to teach them to trust in the present. So he says, thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. And how good that sounds and how easy that sounds. Who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise. You got to put verse 16 up there because it just sounds so good. Who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. Show you what that doesn't say. Leave it up so I can prove it. And I feel like Moses wants me to tell you this, because Moses was the one who was actually there. Moses be like, hey, how y'all shout about that? God who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters. It does not say, because I don't know what y'all are shouting about, because it doesn't say he makes a way around the sea. Isn't that good? This is Moses. I'm speaking on behalf of Moses. Not a path around the mighty waters. You see that little word? In. Ooh, when you're in it, I'm going to come to this side. There's a little bit of, they're judging me over there. They're like, just trust God. When you're in it, I'm gonna come down there. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of y'all. Because it's like, and they crossed over on dry ground. They went through the Red Sea and the waters went back and they crossed through on dry ground. How dry? I speculate, I'm not a scientist or a meteorologist. I speculate that if there was a sea and God sent a wind and split the sea and told them to go in the middle where the water had just been and was still standing up on the right and the left as they walked through it, if they stepped into the middle of where water had just been, let me check your shoes real quick. I'm thinking it was muddy. Let me check y'all real quick. I'm checking to see, because you're quick to hear about other people's miracles. But I found out no mud, no miracles. Check, check. Those are nice. Yeah, man. I'm checking to see. I know this kind of weird thing to do. I'm checking to see if there's anything in your life right now that's kind of muddy, where you're in it. I mean, in it. Because in church, it's a time for us to remember miracles. It is also a time for us to accept the mud that comes with the miracles. And I will tell you the truth about everybody that sits on your row. If they have a miracle, they also have some mud. And I just need you to know it. So you don't feel judged by all the perfect families that you thought were perfect. You just haven't gotten close enough to see their mud yet. They just keep their shoes clean enough when they're around you. But if you ever saw what was really underneath, you wouldn't feel so bad about the stuff you struggle with either. So yeah, I got miracles. Yeah, I got testimonies. Yeah, I got open doors. Yeah, I got victories. Yeah, I got songs. Yeah, I got praise reports. Yeah, I got miracles. But I also got mud. What I'm trying to say to you today is that if you are in a muddy situation, if you are in the muddy middle of a transition in your life, if you are in the muddy middle of beginning a recovery process, if you are in the muddy middle of trying to figure out who am I now in my life, if you are in the muddy middle of sending your kid off or having your kid back or trying to have a kid but can't have a kid or trying to raise a kid and not kill a kid or trying to finish a degree or trying to start a degree or trying to go back or trying to get away, if you got some mud, I got a word for you. Mud means miracle.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.